This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held an election rally at Palakkad in Keralam this afternoon ahead of state assembly polls. Mr. Modi said the mood of Keralam is in favour of the NDA. He said the people have had enough of the poor governance of LDF and UDF.
Keralam mein LDF, UDF, dono hi BJP par nishana saad rahe hain. Iska matlab ye ये दोनों भ्रष्टाचारी पार्टियां अगर किसी से डरी हुई है तो वो है बीजेपी.
Senior BJP leader Amit Shah today said BJP has stopped the inflow of illegal immigrants into Assam and will work to deport them over the next 5 years. He was addressing an election rally at Dhekiajuli in Sonitpur district this afternoon. Highlighting the achievements of the BJP government in the state, Mr. Shah said over the past 10 years, Assam has largely become free from insurgency, which brought peace and new opportunities to the region. He accused the Congress of failing to maintain law and order during its tenure, resulting in the loss of lives of hundreds of youths. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee today launched an attack against the BJP in the run-up to the assembly elections. Addressing a public gathering in Purulia, she accused the opposition party of inciting riots. The Chief Minister also alleged that the BJP is attacking Bengali-speaking people in other states. West Bengal will go to polls in two phases, with the first phase scheduled on April 23 and the second phase on April 29. The counting of votes will take place on May 4. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the situation in West Asia has created challenging times as the region is a key hub for India's energy needs. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that the nation will overcome the challenge as it did during the COVID-19 pandemic.
जिस क्षेत्र में अभी युद्ध चल रहा है, वह क्षेत्र हमारी ऊर्जा आवश्यकताओं का बड़ा केंद्र है. इसकी वजह से दुनिया भर में पेट्रोल और डीजल को लेकर संकट की स्थिति बनती जा रही है. हमारे वैश्विक संबंध, अलग अलग देशों से मिल रहा सहयोग और पिछले एक दशक में देश का जो सामर्थ्य बना है, इनकी वजह से भारत इन परिस्थितियों का डटकर मुकाबला कर रहा है. मैं आज मन की बात के माध्यम से सभी देशवासियों से फिर यह आग्रह करूंगा कि हमें एकजुट होकर इस चुनौती से बाहर निकलना है.
The Prime Minister expressed gratitude to the Gulf nations for providing all kinds of assistance to over 1 crore Indian diaspora during this time. Mr. Modi cautioned against politicizing the issue and warned that rumors could harm national interests. He urged people not to be misled by rumors and trust the information given by the government. The Prime Minister praised the role of My Bharat in engaging youth in nation building, citing large participation in initiatives like the Budget Quest and essay competition. He also commended young contributors for their idea on development, farmer welfare and women-led growth. The government has said that adequate stocks of petrol and diesel are available at all petrol pumps across the country and reiterated its advice to the public not to believe in rumours. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said excise duty on petrol and diesel has been reduced by 10 rupees per litre to support consumers. Export duty has also been imposed on aviation turbine fuel to ensure domestic availability. The ministry said domestic LPG supply remains normal with over 55 lakh cylinders delivered daily. It said commercial LPG supply has reached about 70% of pre-crisis levels. Fresh snowfall in many areas of higher reaches of Kashmir has led to the closure of two national highways, while rains lashed the plains of the valley. The Meteorological Department today said, under the influence of a western disturbance, the higher reaches including Gulmarg, Pahalgam and Sonmarg, Zojila axis received light to moderate snowfall overnight. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.